Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 9th of December. Over the weekend, US President-elect Trump gave a relatively wide-ranging interview covering several issues of interest for markets. Trump backed away from direct threats to the independence of the Federal Reserve, seeming to acknowledge that the Fed chair cannot legally be fired by presidential whim, and that while the president may have views on monetary policy, they cannot directly influence it, although President Nixon did do a lot of heavy indirect influencing. Those statements are likely to be reassuring for investors. Less reassuring is the commitment to deport both illegal and legal migrants who are established in the United States. While this may still be posturing rather than practical policy, the potential disruption to the economy would be quite significant. On the planned aggressive taxing of US consumers of foreign goods, Trump acknowledged that US consumers may face higher prices as a result. This does seem to suggest that tariffs are coming, and that unlike Trump's first term, they may be more than just bargaining chips. There are four ways in which tariffs raise prices for US consumers. Tariffs are a tax paid by US importers, and that tax on imports is likely to be passed on to US consumers. Arguably, this is even more likely than in Trump's first term, as attitudes to pricing power have shifted. If tariffs are at all effective, they would reduce the volume of imported goods somewhat, and in doing so, reduce the competition faced by US companies. US companies are likely to take advantage of that by raising prices. There may be upward pressures on wages as prices rise, raising costs and putting upward pressure on non-tariff prices, though this is perhaps less likely in the current labour market. Finally, there's an opportunity for profit-led inflation if retailers exploit consumers' ignorance of how much the consumer price is subject to tariff. A 10% tariff should lead to roughly a 4% consumer price increase, but consumers may be so used to hearing of 10% that they accept a 10% price increase. The US washing machine tariffs of 2018 to 2023 are a great example of these inflationary pressures in practice. The tariffs now no longer apply, but the damage to competition and other factors mean that while global washing machine prices are generally slightly lower than 2017 levels, in the US, prices are still over 20% higher. The failure of the opposition's attempt to impeach South Korean President Yoon has resulted in unions threatening strike action until the president is removed from office. At this stage, the threats do not affect technology producers, but they would impact other parts of the economy and potentially disrupt the supply chain. Prosecutors have opened an investigation against Yoon on treason charges, and the cabinet have said that the president is stepping back from managing affairs and that an orderly exit is sought. The effect is uncertainty, obviously, and markets are never fans of uncertainty. China's consumer price inflation was lower than expected, led by softer food price inflation. Food obviously has a higher weight in China's basket of goods than in a developed economy. Food price inflation is also obviously a parochial affair, as China is not a key food exporter. The weaker inflation keeps up pressure for a proper fiscal stimulus package that tries to tackle what appears to be the issue in China, namely consumers' risk aversion about the future. That could come if US tariffs provide a convenient excuse. The stimulus could then be presented as a response to foreign aggression, rather than suggesting that current policies are not actually working. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.